Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I'm feeling stronger and stronger all the time that we're in this. So this is going to be a big test, really, about the understanding of our, we'll just call them the church forefathers. All right. I think that's, I don't know. I think it's maybe the way to go for right now. I'm not going to mess around with too many of the controls because I'll probably dork something up. Been a hard week. I call it the end of the week for me because I, unless my boss calls me back in, which could happen because he's under a lot of stress right now. And it transfers downstream, if you know what I mean. But anyway, I really believe that we're in this period right now, that whole Daniel 7:25, where it says the phrase, you know, I did a little search where it says the phrase, wear out the saints, and then it presses, it, you know, has some really extra interesting text wrapped around a lot of people's thoughts. You know, basically what it does is it analyzes a bunch of different experts and then puts together summarized points. And Daniel 7:25 is the one where, you know, the scripture is ever so familiar to us to wear out the saints. You know, a lot of people don't put a lot of thought into things. They just read a passage in the Bible and they just, I don't know, somehow breeze over it. I suppose at one time I used to be like that until I started doing the work I'm doing now. But anyway, it expands on Daniel 7:25, you know, where, you know, he will speak, you know, try to change times and seasons and speak pompous things against the Most High and all this other stuff. But the key words there is that he's basically, the scripture says that for a limited time, he's going, you know, that the saints are going to be turned over to this darkness. We'll just call it the darkness. Lots of opinions based, you know, baked in about the Antichrist. I'm so sick of the Antichrist. I don't care if Donald Duck is the Antichrist. Hallelujah. So anyway, you know, we're just in a hurry up and wait and see place, and we're going to have to get used to being there. And there's a lot of people that need prayer. And I really, really seriously believe with all of my heart that those who are not taking prayer for other people very seriously as part of the quote, body of Jesus Christ. Oh, we love to say things, don't we? How many of us act that way and take responsibility for praying for people that you don't even barely know their, you know, what kind of car they drive or have never met them before ever, which is a whole bunch in my case anyways. So so it goes on to expand on Daniel 7:25. And I don't want to burn up. It's only 5 minutes so far, so good. All right, I'll wait for this. Wait for my PC study Bible to load every dag-nabbit Bible ever thought about in all of creation. Tarnation! Oh, trying to loosen up, man. I had a stressful day. My boss. Oh, here we go. Hold on. He's all stressed, and it just transfers downstream. I don't think he even realizes it. I don't think he does. All right. So anyway, Daniel, I've been looking at this for a long time. And it reads, he shall speak pompous words against the Most High. Well, there was a whole bunch of stuff done by a whole lot of different people regarding the things that, you know, Obama wrote on some of the missiles and everything. The whole deal fit like a glove. Anyway, and shall persecute the saints of the Most High, which the word persecute there is a little tricky. Exactly what does that mean? Because you have mental persecution, physical. You know, most people think persecution of the saints means they're going to like be torturing you back room and, you know, that kind of stuff. No, there's mental persecution and oppression, and a lot of it. Isn't oppression a form of persecution? Except from the dark side, right? So, I mean, it's pretty open scoped here in the text. And shall intend to change times and the law. Well, I'm not going there because that has 1,000 twists. But definitely in play today. This is the most lawless global society that has ever existed since prior Earth ages, before even the age that we're in right now. We got to break out of the cocoon. Well, someday when we get to heaven, we're going to look down on this stuff and we're going to say, dang, was I a wuss. You know what I mean? For real. And I'm not saying there aren't people out there that have genuine problems and need prayer, but that's our job. If God's taking care of us well enough that we can spend that extra time, we should be doing it. All right, so it goes on. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High. That indicates that the Most High isn't standing in between him and, you know what I mean? And shall intend change to change times and the law, and the saints shall be given into his hand. That's pretty strong language there. For times, times, and half a times. Ah, here's a big question. I get all the Daniel 7:20. All the Daniel 7:29 stuff. I get all that stuff. I get the 70th week of Daniel, and how it's supposed to be broken into two parts. And one's the pre-tribulation period, but the really true pre-tribulation rapture people, they leave before the first tribulation period, which is 3 years, 42 months times times and half a time. And it could be wrong, flat out. There are so many things that I'm starting to believe, biblically speaking, that are not quite what we've been thinking. Maybe from God's standpoint, maybe it's Him and the Holy Spirit writing from their viewpoint. I've had so many things told to me by some of the most brilliant people that have even claimed very coherently that they were taken to the planet where the sons of Arcturus reside, out of the book of Job. But I'll leave all of that alone, because that just takes us down a rabbit hole that just jumps from one to the other. So anyway, so it's very important to understand that the saints are going to be given into his hand. That's a very ominous. But see, I just won't accept that. Okay, I accept that I'm being given over into his hand. I accept he's going to kick me into next week. I get all that. But what I don't accept is that God's not listening. And I already proved that this afternoon for myself. But there are others, and I do not know why. Really, when you think about it, and you look at even the apostles of the whole thing, you know, all of them, they were each having individual and different experiences. Look how different John from, you know, an island of Patmos. Man, I think I would have rather got hung upside on the cross, like, you know, Peter, for crying out loud. And look at all the time they spent on the earth, not even, you know what I mean, heading that direction. But we have it tough. You know what? I'll tell you, and don't even get me going on vats of oil, for crying out loud. If I get the splatter of butter on my finger from cooking a cheese omelet, it just goes to show I am a spoiled American. Okay, it just goes to show that I'm not a homeless Syrian sitting in the street right now waiting for, you know, Isaiah 17 to be fulfilled. All right, so anyway, so I expanded on this, and it says, the oppressor, okay, he shall speak great words against the Most High. He shall wear out the saints of the Most High, as stated in Daniel 7:25, and shows a powerful, so basically the opinion here is, this shows a powerful evil force trying to break the spirit of God's faithful people through constant pressure. But it doesn't say, like it implies in the text, that God isn't there answering prayers. Matter of fact, I have to give like real world examples, okay? Otherwise, I have to go digging and trying to remember stuff. Big stuff, you know, later, you know. But for today, my today's mini miracle for me, well, good and I had good and bad stuff today. I'm just trying to get over the bad. There are times when I'm handcuffed to my desk. It's nothing but gigantic tidal wave waves, you know, like not just one tsunami, but one that comes up like 1, 2, 3 in groups or little, you know, we'll call them phases of misery. Anyway, that's maybe what we're going through more than we think that we are, because today, when I'm insanely busy, I'll get a couple of things dropped off because I don't really like going shopping at the store. I don't have time to deal with that. I got way too much else to do. Because it's a long story. But anyway, so, you know, that the first inkling that you get when you read 7:25, at least me, is that it's talking about just the saints, and the concept of being given into his hand was, it seemed to imply to me that our own many miracles and answers from God. But then I looked at this and I was like, this is what I'm actually experiencing here. Okay, in other words, being under constant pressure. But it's, you know, to break the spirit of God's faithful people. But it doesn't say anything about God not listening anymore. It does say we're being tested until God steps in at the end. So 7:25 is a little chunk of text that's actually talking, metaphorically speaking, well, not, no. The first part is closer to being reality, and the second half, where the court shall be seated and all that kind of stuff, talking about things that are happening up in the courts of heaven, a kingdom. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting. It doesn't mean that people aren't having problems. They are, and we should be praying. What is it? 1 Samuel 12:23, where it says, "Far be it from me to sin against the Lord in failing to pray for you." We should be remembering these things, paying attention to detail, working on better memory exercises. MCT coconut oil. Highly recommend it. Just letting you know. Well, because it's true. Anyway. So it's been a tough week. Let's put it this way. It ended a tough week. And that's just kind of how it is. Let me slide this slider up. I wonder if I should do that. Sliding the slider up, testing 1, 2, 3. Sliding the slider up, testing 1, 2, 3. Nope, you know what? No, it can't be the... Let me double check things here. Check, check, check. Check, check, check. I don't know. The dynamic range on the meters is correct. If I go, hey! It jumps way up to the top, but it doesn't clip, so that's good. But anyway, you have to understand all that audio stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I kind of have a feeling that we're somewhere around there. But if the concepts of 42 months times half a time, all that kind of stuff, is inaccurate. Now let's pretend it is. Well, Lord's perfect sign, which was the 3-4-3 blood moon tetrad that I used to talk about all the time. Anyway, not just the tetrad, it was two two tetrads on the center point of a multi. It was impossible. It was an impossible graphic. And true, because wouldn't you know it, it ended in 2019. That was back when Godsealer at 7 were saying that they were going to be captured by evil forces and taken away to, you know, bad places. They'd be persecuted and tortured. And I'm like, what exactly are you saying? Don't get me wrong. I love Godzilla 7, but make no mistake. All the prophets make mistakes. All of them. Doesn't mean they're a false prophet. Means they see through the mirror dimly. They're still our brothers and sisters, and that's why Paul said, do not despise the prophets. Why would he say that? Because we have a reason to despise them. Don't despise the prophets, Paul said. All right. So anyway, on that note, the things that are going on, I'm going to do a little dialogue before I play a couple of snippets. But first, I need to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for keeping me going in difficult times. Thank you for the challenges. And I pray in Jesus' name that my situation there will calm down and my day off Friday doesn't get completely destroyed. But anyway, keeping my fingers crossed, everything will be okay. And that I also, Lord, please, in the name of Jesus, give me the extra strength I need to take that big, gigantic ratchet setback that I couldn't believe I bought like an idiot. Thing must weigh 400 pounds. No, maybe 100. It's close to 100. 85 for sure. I decided I wanted a really great, this is how stupid I am about tools. I wanted a really, really great socket set. So I'm like, dang, these things seem kind of expensive. And I'm just looking at basic socket sets. I'm not thinking of it. Well, there right in the middle of one was a DeWalt. And I was going, oh, that looks like a really good, and, oh, look at all the extensions and everything. I did not do the smart thing and look what the shipping weight was and try to get an idea of what I was getting into. It just looked like a great socket set. So I paid the extra money. I even found it on sale. And when it arrived, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is for repairing Mack trucks. You know, that's why cybersecurity computer geeks should not be playing around with tools. They're dangerous. But I live by myself, so I don't have to worry about anybody getting hurt, right? Except my puppy, but my puppy's always, if I'm working on tools, you know, Hannah's like always taking a nap on the bed. All right, so anyway, all that aside, let's go ahead. I'm going to just do a high-level summary once over. A lot of people think that things aren't going on in the Middle East, and that's absolutely a fabrication of the truth. The war is escalating. German and French fighter jets were involved in some of the defensive events because it's all so colorful. Because Iraq was once again, several days in a row, bombing the Dickens out of Jordan and other places too, make no mistakes. A lot of places in Kuwait. A lot of ships going to trying to get through the war the strait. It's just the same. It does feel like, you know, Groundhog's Day. Yeah, same thing over and over and over again. But one of the things that we forget, because we're just humans, it happens. It happens less for me because I keep regurgitating it over and over again on, you know, the different radio shows, you know, going back and sometimes over and over. With, you know, shows that are right up, bumped up against each other in time. So anyway, what we got going on here, and I'm just going to, again, top-down summary kind of a thing, is it nothing has really changed, okay? So the perception, I am kind of smoothing out the peaks of the graph a little bit, but if you were to draw a line through the graphs, you know, through the peak graphs, hopefully you know what peak graphs are, and draw a line through it so that you would have what would be called the rolling average or the mean average of the overarching noise, signal to noise, with little noise. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is that, you know, the situation over there, we're heavily censored. But the Synagogue of Satan is having a very hard time fully censoring. I know they're censoring some stuff, but they're having a hard time with Telegram. Matter of fact, they're so frustrated having a hard time censoring Telegram that they're fixing on putting the creator, once again, the guy who started Telegram, who got off the hook already, I think he was in France. But anyway, and now he's back right in the spotlight because they're having trouble with, no kidding, because he set it up as a resilient system. That's set up, it's not even a hub and spoke. It's more like a mesh of servers with encrypted channels coming off from all over the world. And the SOS is befuddled. And all I can say is I tip my hat to that guy because he's meeting the requirements of exactly what he set out to do. How would he know that little the SOS would rise up and become a predominant feature in his life? At least at this point, that's all it is. Could get a lot worse. All right, so anyway, it's going on the same pretty much as it ever was. Strait of Hormuz is currently closed. It's been actually closed, I think, now for several days. Off the top of my head, I don't know, but I suspect that we still have our blockade in because we want to stop it. We want to punish them back equal to how they're punishing us. So it's kind of a tit for tat kind of thing. There's a pause right now because the Iranians are just as sick and tired of this as we're not sick and tired. The United States of Babylon the Great, we have a reptilian who's in charge of very sick, twisted, baby killing, little girl having sex with him, you know, Epstein Files star of the show, Draconian T. Okay, and he is what he is. It's disgusting and sick. And it doesn't seem to matter how, I mean, today there was a video of he's saying right out loud in front of a large audience, but he did the word salad thing that, you know, magician level Scottish Rite people know how to do there, you know, because Marina Abramovic said so. But the bottom line is, not much has changed. Right now, there's a little hiatus because they're both sides are tired. And damage is being done on both sides. So that's, in fact, we're the ones that, the United States of Babylon the Great are the ones that are uncouth about their targets in most cases. Iran seems to stick pretty much to the target they say they're going to attack, which is the enemy, which is us. The United States of Babylon the Great. And who can blame them? But besides, we can't, again, in all fairness, the light isn't neither on nor off. The answer is not A, B, C, but all of the above. There are always going to be exceptions to that rule, but not a lot. And you always want to ask yourself, wait a minute, could it be all of the above? Now, if you know as a fact that it couldn't, for example, Donald Trump's an angel. Donald Trump was sent by Jesus. Donald Trump is this. Donald Trump is that. No, Donald Trump's a pedophile that likes girls under five. You know, whatever. Okay? And then Donald Trump's a mean, evil, draconian, shape-shifting piece of Shabbat Lubavitch, Jewish, follow the Talmud, Jesus is boiling in a vat of oil for eternity, I guess they're saying. No, not oil. I'm sorry. My bad. I will. It's worse than oil. I don't feel like saying it. All right. So anyway, so we're taking a break. The United States of Babylon the Great is basically taking a break. Basically taking a break. The big stuff. But, and Father, in the name of Jesus, please, for those that mention me by name when they're praying, please, Father, pour out a tenfold anointing upon them. And Father, in the name of Jesus also, for each and every one of us, count us all worthy. If the translation is wrong, make us all strong enough to get through it. Whatever it is, help us to get through these things. And when we're in a critical path of a destructive nature where we don't have any place to turn to and we're running out of time, Father, teach us to divert to the priority cases and stop babbling out the same continuous prayers every single morning. We need to take advantage of knowing who we are in these times and make sure those that are in trouble get prayed for. And right now I'm here to tell you, there's a woman in France named Paula. She listens to these shows, so she knows I'm talking about her. But I'm asking you all. She's on a time clock going down. It has to do with the benefit systems and the government stuff and job availability and all kinds of crazy stuff. Job availability is below zero. So the situation is such that she needs to find a job in the midst of a market which is already depressed into the pit. You just heard what I read from Daniel 7:25. Oh, that little commentary, oppressed. Doesn't mean we're defeated. That's how I ended up finding my CR3023 batteries, which I need to change out with room sensors. It has something to do with my the way my air conditioning works, which is weird. But anyway, it works. So anyway, we're kind of where we have been the whole time. And Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is any evil that would attempt in any way to touch anybody that's listening to this show, being aware of this show, we know that they're, but we also know I just got my passport, so we know we're not being tracked in the detail that everybody thinks that we are yet. And in Jesus' name, let us be counted worthy to leave once World War III begins. Oh, there's such a large period of time for the, you know, it's not just weeks, obviously, it's months between the fourth seal and the fifth seal's heavenly type of thing. And then the sixth seal, which is the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord ain't a day. So it gets a little bit confusing, doesn't it? To some people, anyways. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and play some audio bites that I think are way more important than the status of what's going on in the Middle East. But I will tell you that we have pictures coming from flight trackers that, and the people that are operating the flight trackers know how to program in, you know, military transport planes, gasoline planes, all that other stuff, whatever the case is. And they can see the planes that we are already using over there moving across in fantastic numbers continuously. So from our viewpoint, using the tracker tools, there's a buildup taking place. It's not a retreat, it's a buildup. So what are they building up for? And the consensus is they're building up for a ground invasion. And there's been a bunch of bombing on, Kharkiv Island or something like that. Maybe I got that name wrong, but anyway, because I'm also watching the Ukraine, and I'm like, oh, no, wait, city of Kharkiv, I just put that in my global calendar. But anyway, these things are not, they're bouncing back. The war got pretty bad. There was a lot of bombing going on. The only difference, like I said, we were just, the United States of Babylon the Great and the great Hegseth, head of war, or whoever's making the decision. We know who the decision maker is, the person that's a murderer, the person that isn't even human, the person that the vast majority of the Christian church in the United States of let's pretend like we're Christians while someone's carrying a gun in the congregation. And don't get me going about the Star Remphan all over the back of your, what do you call that? That place that you walk up three or four stairs and you stand, you got a big old stage, drum set, all kinds of stuff that cost tens of thousands of dollars that you took out of the collection plate for Jesus. I'm not saying it's not a good idea, you know, that it's wrong to do, set up a nice, entertaining thing in a church. But when you've got Star of Rem fans all over the place and people carrying guns, I'm sorry, I draw the line. But that's just me. I'm wacky and crazy like that because I still got my What Would Jesus Do bracelet on. It's still happening. It's just happening in pockets. Iran is behaving far better than we are. Simply, really, at the end of the day, it's because they have much better intelligence. What a surprise! The sleeping draconian. So, don't really feel like playing with that output on my laptop from my boss. Almost feel like waiting until Monday, but I might dork around with it tomorrow and see what I get. Okay. That's what It's just, you know, I just have one of those lives. I'm up, I'm down, I'm up, I'm down, I'm up, I'm down. I go so determined. But I had that Holy Spirit moment today, and it was such a beautiful thing. And that means to me that we're all still being answered by God. We're being heard, even though we feel oppressed. We're extra oppressed, we'll say. Maybe we're so oppressed that our ears are closed. One thing that I learned, maybe it's because I have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I don't know. If somebody walked up to you and put their hands on your shoulder and said, you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you are not. That is a lie from the devil. They have no idea what they're talking about. And you need to get out of that church. If they say there is no Holy Spirit in speaking in tongues, that's a church of cessation. And to me, it sounds like blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which is an unforgivable sin. So anyway, so it's still going on. It's back and forth. There is a pause right now, but that's because everybody wants to rest. And the planes for whatever phase two is happening, okay, the planes are still moving over there, which tells volumes. So also there's other reports that told volumes. Like there was one little snippety, one that came from Iran TV, and it said that, and right, you'd be surprised how accurate Iran TV is, and as a social media outlet, and they're still allowed on places, you know, not as much on X anymore as much as Telegram, but they're very active on Telegram, and you can that one and several other ones. Now they have some that get into the weeds, and then some that stay at a high enough level that they're giving you a summary of the war activity of last night and why, or at least their opinion of why, which, you know, that gets into, you get into trouble with the opinion thing. I'm not going to use the little, you know, here lies the body of William J. for the opinion thing, but I think any long-term listener knows what I'm talking about. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So anyway, so what I'm going to play for you is I'm going to play for you the stuff that nobody else is going to play for you. I'm going to play for you the stuff that, it's not a lot. And I don't expect this to be much longer, 30, couple minutes. But I want you to hear what I believe. Now, remember, I don't forget things like hubcaps. I don't forget things like there were more than one security camera picking up men coming in and out of the underground, which are very, it's like a labyrinth down there. You could live down there. You could have entire, I mean, it's amazing. New York is unbelievable. Manhattan Island is unreal. Anyway, rock and the stuff they can burrow into and all the crazy, it's just unbelievable. It really is, if you understand it. I don't understand. I just understand it a little bit. All right, but my point is this. I don't forget about the manhole covers. I don't forget about the woman in the bar that was talking to an intelligence agent. I do get that the intelligence agent can plant a bomb and have no idea how it's programmed and do what he's told to do, thinking it's going to go off that night, which is more like what the guy sounded like, I admit. But still, at the same time, it doesn't mean he had a clue. He was drunk and he was scared. I mean, really, at the end of the day, and he was talking about the bar as the place to hang out for a reason. That's because the way he saw it was, like the Bible has that little phrase in there, you know, eat, drink, and be happy kind of a thing, because the world is coming to an end. So, I too, after a tough week, admittedly, am having a glass of wine, and it's good, very good. And I feel much better, which is nice. And I will now play this for you because there is nothing is off. And what's really frustrating, but I'm going to do it from memory. I'll probably leave a few things out, but think about it. Other things aren't off. The 15-minute cities are still being built. The central bank digital currencies, the executive orders that support the central bank digital currencies, the executive orders that have turned the data centers into military operations, okay, so that nobody can fight against them. Oops. Oopsie-daisy. All you got to do is say national security and military. Whatever, and if you can manipulate the words to sell what is a war, not a war, then you could play that game. All right, so whatever, wartime. So that makes it kind of scary, because if they were to actually say, we are at war, that changes everything. Now the podcasters better, get ready to have the minimum of a cuff on their ankles pretty quick. Okay, so anyway, let's go ahead and just go ahead. Let's just smash right through them. Hold on. First one is, Iran rejects the report of the Trump ceasefire proposal as U.S. completes its 13th night of strikes. Now, the reason why I included that is because I know that, I don't want to call this mainstream media, but it kind of is mainstream media, because it's coming from Haaretz. Now, Haaretz tends to lean to the left, if there is a left and a right, which, yeah, that's a whole nother rabbit hole. But it's on Haaretz, which means that it's pretty dag-nabbit mainstream. And you could hold up Haaretz to one of the MAGAs running around going, MAGA, 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 MAGA. It is kind of like that. I know it sounds like I'm being silly, but, well, I am being silly. But, kids, am I silly or what? Kids? No sleeping over there! Okay. Stay with the program. All right, so anyway, it's Haaretz. And quite frankly, out of what do we got, like 6 plus billions? Is it 16 billion MAGAs? I know that there are people that are MAGA age that are not MAGAs, and God bless you. You retired person, better be spending some time, I mean a couple of hours minimum, on your knees praying for people. Pray for the people that us worker bees have to, can't spend the time. I still do 45 minutes, but if I'm feeling really crummy, I might keep it down to a half an hour. But I mean it, And I also have conversations with the Lord. I'm like, Father, your word will not come back void, period. We may be in an oppressed state. We might be a little bit depressed because we're oppressed. But at the end of the day, you're a God. You're our Father. Our Father. You're awesome. You listen. So I'm like, got all these things, packages coming in, packages. Sometimes, because I don't have time to shop. I just don't. And I'm way behind on house cleaning stuff because I've been cleaning things up and getting ready to buy junk. Very big job, 22 years, 22, 23, 24, maybe 24, 25 years. Maybe it's getting closer to that in the house now. It's a lot of work. A lot of work. When you live by yourself with a dog, it's a lot of work. Anyway, so I imagine having 4 big boxes coming in from Amazon. You're running down, you really shouldn't be leaving your desk, but you're going to go ahead and do it anyway. And you're going to run downstairs, bring in those 3 big boxes. You can see that one's from Chewy, so it's some dog treats. But the other 2, they're from Amazon. You don't know what's in the boxes. Long story short, I had a stack of things come out of one of the boxes because you're in a hurry, and you're, got a box cutter in your pocket, and you go, and you pull out the stuff that's in there. But you're busy and you got to get back to your desk really fast. So you grab this stack of stuff. There's other boxes too, but you grab this, in this case, I opened up the right one. Thank you, Jesus. But I ran it in and I put it somewhere. So this is a flurry of multiple events going on. So anyway, I should have lost it. Should have been gone. I could have set it downstairs. This is a 2,000 square foot house, and I know I didn't take it to the garage. So, and I know I didn't take it to the front, blah, 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 and this kind of thing. So, but I still couldn't figure out where I put it. It was just like completely gone. It was important. It was special batteries for my air conditioner system. It's a long story. But anyway, it's they call it an eco bee. I've had it for years and years. But anyway, so here's the thing. I need good batteries. And the one in the kitchen is running out every week, which means the batteries are bad. So I got really good batteries, but it was, you know, Duracells, and they only come in a small flat thing. And it was in a stack of other stuff that I pulled out of the box, but I still couldn't remember where I put. I just knew. I don't know. I was like, where did I put them? Did I put them downstairs? Did I put them on a dining room table with all this, you know, and all this other stuff going on? And I'm like, you know, and I just hung my head down. I did this when I lost Trisha one time when she went on one of her SRADID gallivants through the neighborhood. That was just a mess. But anyway, so anyway, I'm like, you know, I focused on this, trying to get this, and I'm like, and I hang my head down, and I just did the same thing I did the night I lost Trisha, and Lord told me to go get her, and nobody knew where she, well, I was the only person, and I definitely didn't know where she went. But I said, Holy Spirit, show me the way, Holy Spirit. I talked to the Holy Spirit. You know, I was talking to the Holy Spirit the whole way there. My car went straight there. I could have gone seven different directions. I turned left into the back side of a strip mall. And there she was. She couldn't believe I found her. Well, same thing happened today over those batteries. I hung my head down. I said, Holy Spirit, show me where those batteries are. See, they're very important. You don't want one of the sensors to your Ecobee system to fail because it tells the air conditioner not to turn on and that part of the house gets hot. Now, I only have two air conditioners. It's two levels. Down here, you got to have a two-ton for each level. It's just the way it works. So anyway, I honestly couldn't figure it out. I had no idea where they went. And I just hung my head down and I said, Holy Spirit, show me where they went. Holy Spirit, show me where are the batteries. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. And all of a sudden, it like lit up like a light bulb. And I said, there's a stack of two DVDs and the batteries on such and such a shelf. And I ran over and I looked, and right there they were. Now, I could have gone and bought more batteries, but I didn't. I was like, I just bought these. And the Holy Spirit took me there. What that means is I can tell you is a fact that we're plugged in. You might feel alone, but you're not. We might be heavily oppressed and we can't hear as well, but you're still plugged in. That's critical to know, and that's why I'm taking the time to share this with you. Now I'm going to play you some doom and gloom stuff. All right, praise God. So let's go ahead and hit a few. I'll just go ahead and pull this one up and let's see what this person says. It might be a video, then I got to play it. Okay, no. Okay, so this person goes on to say that we are about to be the witness of the biggest war in history. His name's Drew. And it says, the survival of the petrodollar. Now, this person's obviously money-focused. I'm not. I don't care about it. Ezekiel says, your gold and silver will be thrown into the streets. Anybody that's here that long, pray in Jesus' name. It isn't us. It's going to be good times. That's when the 5-pound pail of nuclear-proof rice and lentils comes in really handy. Of course, you got to have a propane tank and a gas grill and water from a pool to take. Thank God for my pool. It's worth something. Anyway, so there's an unbelievable amount of traffic, air traffic. I told you about this. It's happening now. I'm looking at it now. It's the same thing. It's still going on. It's still going on. There's two going back over to the UK. It's about an even spread right now. So they're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So anyway, that was one I knew was important. There's so few that are important. I don't want to see George Soros' son who put that post up. They need to be spanked with a wet spoon and a thick seaweed noodle. All right, praise God. So, man, that's a lot of stuff I don't want here. Okay, let's just go ahead and move on. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Trump just classified high data centers as military installations. I just want to let you know that. You can double check my math on that, but you got to be careful, because even the good AI systems that are grounded in humanity, such as Copilot, it's very much, you know, it's just a safe little one at Microsoft. And I like it because it's not creepy and weird. If you ask it a creepy and weird question, it'll come back and tell you you're creepy. Maybe not. But, you know, it feels like that when you're using it. It doesn't. No, I'm not talking to the devil, you weirdos out there thinking weird stuff. Like, that's ridiculous. AI is everywhere, like it or lump it. You can't write an email in Google Mail without AI being there. If you ain't using it, it's looking at you. Google was founded by the CIA. Come on, folks. Oh, and by the way, now we're all doing, pass keys to get into our home banking sites and all that kind of stuff. Well, guess what, folks? Your cellular phone is a facial recognition system. You think you're dodging a bullet? No, you're not. We're all in on this. Central bank digital currencies have not stopped. They're moving forward humongously fast. Like, it's unbelievable. All this stuff, the AI data centers being turned into military, the FEMA camps being expanded and built, even into one little quarantine areas, everything is going gangbusters. The UFO disclosure thing, they've just flipped the switch off on that. They're distracting people away from the Epstein files. They're pretending like this little bitty untanned thing with big ears that looks surprisingly in the face like Malyuski. They're pretending like that's the real one. I don't buy it. I catch them taking a picture of the fake body double Netanyahu, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I wonder why the cameraman is down on his knees. Come on, folks. The way I'm babbling right now, I probably won't get the rest of it done in an hour. But that's all right. Sometimes I just have to be in one of those, hey, it is what it is. You know, I have signs on my hallway downstairs and one right behind me, nearby my, 14-inch, Rams horn shofar. Gotta tell you, I got one right here. Now, these aren't cheap. Let me see if I can do it. I really am not playing well. It needs to go da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's called a tekiat shofar. But anyways, let me go ahead and play a few more of these and see where we get. All right, so you got the data. Oh, they came out with a list of data centers that were hit by Iran. You know, honest to goodness truth of it, I believe they did it. It was a big list. They said they were, and they have never not done something that they said they were going to do. Now, does that mean they're not funding Hezbollah and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff? Look, it's a two-way street in every situation. It is. But this concept of Melyukowski or Melyuski, whatever, this fake one, this body double, look at the way they're playing it. There's no Netanyahu walking in front of a clapping bunch of SEALs in Congress. Because everybody in the world would see he's a little pipsqueak with no suntan. He doesn't have the big punching out chest. Bulbous. No, it's not him. No way. I've been doing this way too long. I've seen too many shape-shifting reptilians. I've seen too many clones. I've seen too many body doubles. And you know what? I'm not falling for that blank anymore. All right, so anyway, let's move up. World War III is coming. Trump is going to force your... Oh, yeah. Okay, let me see what I got here. Okay. I'm going to read this to you. This is from Health... He calls himself the Health Ranger. His name is Michael. He's... I like the guy and everything, and he's smart. I get that. But, you know, to put that in your actual social media that you're some genius... I'm sorry. You and Einstein need to meet, and Einstein needs to take a pair of gloves and whack you upside the head a couple times. But anyway, he says World War III is coming, and Trump is going to force your sons and daughters to die for Israel. They're running simulations to make sure they can achieve national mobilization. The one thing that I have a lot of respect for Mike in regard to is he doesn't give up his sources. He doesn't even hint around about who they might be. That's a good thing. At least I haven't heard, anything that was revealing. Now, it's important to be aware of that position statement, which we're going to see. We're going to hear that again and again as we move through these. New front in the U.S.-Iran war escalates as the Houthis and the Saudi oil hit the Saudi oil facilities. Okay, so this resulted in some videos that I did not post on Tribulation Now yet. I might. I'm getting more bold and bodacious in my old and feeble, ow, my back hurts days. But it's just how it is. You get old, things break, atrophy sets in, spend too much time at a desk. Hey, stuff happens. We got to push back. Push back. Keto diet, big winner. Let's see here. So we got that. I want you to know that they hit Saudi Aramco. They hit Saudi Aramco. That's a big deal. Now, did they wipe the whole thing out? No, they didn't. But I didn't find that out until the following day through Telegram, because you're darn sure not going to get it from X anymore. They're way too much. You're lucky even at 3 o'clock in the morning now, which is used to be a wonderful time to go fishing for the good stuff. Even now, it's gone once in a... If you keep your thing set for following short, you got it well tuned, and you move quickly, you'll sometimes hit something that's a bit of a gem. Getting the information from, the source that I got it from, French, Germany involved. I mean, this is huge World War III type stuff. I've told people many times, it's not World War until it's world war. So every time you see some other part of the world join in, NATO, Brussels, Germany, Poland, take a pick, whatever. Saudi Arabia, a new entry into it. Yep. Saudi Arabia was doing bombing runs. And that's why the Houthis were like, okay, say goodbye to your Aramco facility. So this stuff is going on like crazy right now. We're not getting wind of it, but it's happening. Unfortunately, it's usually just a quick video and a comment. And that's hard to bring to the show. All right, so we'll move forward. This is important, I think. First, it's important to note that Alex Jones has finally... I know there are so many of us that got so sick and tired of his... licking the bottom of Draco T's feet for so long, even though his listeners were fighting against him. That's pride, by the way. But anyway, finally he woke up. Finally. And he's calling for Donald Trump's impeachment. He's like, this is terrible. This is the end. This is terrible. It's going to turn nuclear. And he's absolutely right.
Trump last year got legislation passed to make the Selective Service mandatory and to raise the age of conscription to 42 from 35. It also makes it the law that computers will automatically register you into the draft when you get a driver's license or when you turn 18, whichever one happens first. We can show you those laws. That's on record. People find this so unbelievable that they just live in denial. Now, yesterday, they published on the Federal Register, under orders from President Trump via the Pentagon and Selective Service, vendors that have been given less than a three-week window, AI companies, to compete for the contract to implement those provisions of the law and to prepare for national conscription for the full invasion, ground invasion of Iran. I am saying right now, 100% clearly, that if Trump tries to implement the draft, which he's doing, but if they actually put the AI in and notice everybody that, okay, you're in the draft now, and then they're saying, according to their previous neocon statements this year, including the guy Israel installed in Kentucky, he said, we've got to go ahead and implement the law that Trump passed last year, and we've got to go ahead and get them ready for the draft, and we need to go ahead and have everybody go through basic training because we're going to have to go to total war. We need at least 500,000 troops. That's 500,000 troops, ladies and gentlemen, to be fed into the meat grinder. You've seen all the conscription. We can roll some B-roll of that in case you missed it, of what's happening in Ukraine. New footage out of them surrounding cars and dragging fathers away from their children and taking them off to be at the front lines. And all they do is absorb Russian artillery and drones, and they use the people as bait, as literal cannon fodder, meaning feeding them to cannons, is the old term from World War I, so then get targeting on where the Russians are. So humans are now just decoys for the robot wars that we're now in. Skynet is here. Trump admin gives vendors under 3 weeks to create computer simulation model for military draft. The Trump administration selective service system published a request, linked right there, last week asking vendors to create a computer simulation so the agency can test scenarios for a national military draft. They now have 2 weeks left. So we 2 weeks. Military Times reported on the news Friday, noting the readiness simulation project comes as the U.S. government is about to change its draft registration system. That law was passed last year. It's implemented right now. And it basically says AI will decide who is going to be drafted. I'm sure that's going to be really fair. Vendors have until August 14th to turn in their simulation models. The U.S. Army also expanded its recruiting pool in March, raising the maximum enlisted age from 35 to 42. That was 43. Clearly, it was up to 43, indicating American forces are undermanned and the Pentagon is struggling to recruit. We've got our video reports and breakdowns. We predict it all right there below. You might want to share our article. Because unlike the Army, Military Times, the Army and all the rest of it, we give you context and background and interviews and predictions months ago that indeed this is all about to kick in for the ground war. And back on March 1st, I did that special three-hour live Saturday show. I walked through everything that would happen, and that if Trump didn't get sense and pull back, it would then mean ground invasion and the implementation of the national draft that is now under the law implemented. It's now there. Now they have to begin the actual draft. But the national draft is established and passed and back. And now they have to pull the trigger. So the gun is loaded and aimed. Now they just have to pull the trigger. And they want to pull the trigger with AI to direct all of this.
Real time. Uncensored.
Okay,
unstoppable. Alex Jones Live.
Be quiet. All right. So one of the things I'm glad, especially with Alex Jones, is that he does an intro, and the intro usually has enough information you don't have to bother to listen, so praise God. But that was important. That was real important. He is totally flipped, and now he is very anti-Trump. As a matter of fact, let's listen to this. This is important, folks. Here he's talking to his own son, which he has working with him at his makeshift studio.
Stop Trump, and we have to have Congress go. The big issue is how to stop Trump. And we have to have Congress go for the war powers. They've three times tried to vote war powers. They're supposed to authorize a war. This is a war. They're getting the draft ready. If this isn't a war, nothing's a war. I mean, this is absolutely out of control. And so I'm calling for it right now. 25th Amendment, impeachment, whatever needs to happen to get this front and center, to get control of our country. It's impeachable alone that the president's supporting the NDAA. I agree with Tucker Carlson that all of the people that voted for this, the mergers with the foreign military, it actually says it in Section 219, clear as day, need to be in Nuremberg-style trials. I mean, this is unbelievable. And if you think it's crazy now, imagine what's coming with this. They want us in a total war so they can censor and take our freedoms and nationalize everything and push us aside with AI, total liability, immunity and protection. This is a disaster. We are facing tyranny, but the public's awakening. We've got to come together and transcend left and right, and we have to say no to an expanded war. war that will definitely destroy the economy, kill a bunch of our troops. They're preparing a massive ground invasion.
All right. So anyway, they're cut off. So very important information. When people are that, it was impossible to listen to him. It was so, and he defended himself and people were, Jiminy. It got to the point that most of us who really liked Alex Jones at one point were like, how can he be so blind? And then it was like, is he that full of pride? And now it's like, and it's funny, too, because it just defaulted. I'm looking at my screen right now. And it just defaulted to a picture of, it's not even the, it's a picture of, okay, I'm just going to say it, but I don't mean it. Well, I do, but I don't. No, I'll say it like this. Fake Netanyahu is sitting, supposedly in this ridiculous Oval Office with all this gold, satanic stuff that he had to put up, just like a stupid... anyway. Peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. So I'm looking at a picture of these two. And the one on the left that's supposed to be Netanyahu is such
a... The big issue is how to stop Trump. And we have to have Congress go for the war powers. They've three times tried to vote war powers. They're supposed to authorize a war. This is a war. They're getting the draft ready. If this isn't a war, nothing's a war. I mean, this is absolutely out of control. And so I'm calling for it right now. 25th Amendment. Impeachment, whatever needs to happen to get this front and center, to get control of our country. It's impeachable alone that the president's supporting the NDAA. I agree with Tucker Carlson and all of the people that voted for this. The mergers with the foreign military. It actually says it in Section 219, clear as day. Need to be in Nuremberg-style trials. I mean, this is unbelievable. And if you think it's crazy now, imagine what's coming with this. They want us in a total war so they can censor and take our freedoms and nationalize everything and push us aside with AI, total liability, immunity and protection. This is a disaster. We are facing tyranny, but the public's awakening. We've got to come together.
Anyway, so... This is so radical that it screams for attention. Now it's like when you listen to the right people and you stop getting distracted, you know, by, watch what's happening in Iran. Watch what's happening in here. And watch what, be worried about your boss. Be worried about this. Be worried about that. I'm under oppression. Help me, Lord Jesus. We need to, it's hard. You know, what we're going through is a test. It even says so. So, you know, we're there. We're under the thumb of the devil right now. It's just how it is. What kind of grace do you have? What kind of faith do you have to believe? So anyway, all these things, nothing has changed. It's only for the people that are awake, this is huge. We're heading there. Nothing has stopped. Everything's going forward. CBDCs, digital currencies, everything. Facial recognition everywhere. Flock cameras going up all over the place. Protests. I mean, it's just, you know, it's the mark of the beast. They're getting ready. Apophis didn't stop heading to the planet Earth as the closest near Earth object ever. 2029. Now everything's adding up. And it's really... It's so trivial for what is currently looking like a stalemate with no forward progress. It takes nothing for all this to change. And if there's a nuke, what would that mean? Even if it was blamed on Iran, we have to ask ourselves that question. So listen to this. This is very noteworthy. Here, let me bring this up. It's a very good... Hold on a second. Let me set the controls properly. There we go. Now, this is Michael again from, you know, the Health Ranger. Like I said, I really, really like the guy. But I also kind of chuckle about some of the things he does. Really smart people do silly things, and I'm being nice, trust me. So anyway, I'm going to play this for you in a second, but and don't think that this has to be like today or tomorrow or a month from now. Try to avoid that. Remember the street covers, the people going underground, nobody understanding it, going into TV, and now everybody's forgotten it. Remember especially that lady sitting in that bar. We heard it on here. Put that all together. Look at the big picture. Stop staring at Cutter. Stop looking at photographs of where you're going to run away to. And look at what's going on right now. This is huge. I have people I know right now I could call that would give me 5-10 reasons why I'm totally wrong. This and this and this and this hasn't, you know, happened yet. The problem is nobody looks at prophetic, or as they said in the 1800s, prophetical eschatology the same way. And nobody knows if they're right anyway. If your basic formula is wrong, then everything else is wrong. So we don't know. We have to watch what's going on right now. And what's going on right now is lining up surprisingly well with everything we've been warned about when Klaus Schwab was pretending like he was Darth Vader. All right, listen to this. This is Health Ranger Mike. His comment is very noted. While you're listening to what he said, please remember the multiple cameras that filmed multiple groups of men coming in and out of underground streets of New York City. Okay? The manhole cover. Remember what the woman said in the bar. Put it all together and now listen to this.
War, in order to deliver the second half of a major binary weapon system that began with Trump approving the COVID vaccines. So the COVID vaccines, they hijack your body's cells to produce spike protein toxins. And these spike protein toxins then are circulating throughout your body. And in the presence of spike protein toxins, your body's normal DNA repair mechanisms are suppressed by 85 to 90%. So from a technical standpoint, those are called NHEJ, non-homologous end joining, that repairs double strand breaks, which is a total break of your chromosomes. And there's another one called HR, which is homologous recombination. These are suppressed, again, up to 90% by the presence of the spike protein. Now, stay with me here, Rex, because this is a huge deal. Normally, your body is repairing literally billions of errors every single day in your chromosome because, you know, your cells are dividing and so your genetic material is, you know, it's unraveling and then it's replicating through a DNA polymerase enzymes, you know, it's creating copies. Copies sometimes have errors. The errors are repaired. Some errors are introduced by background radiation, ionizing radiation from sunlight, from high altitude air travel, from dental x-rays, chest x-rays, whatever, chemical exposure, also toxic chemicals. If you then have a nuclear war and you have radioisotope fallout, where background levels of ionizing radiation are substantially increased all around the world, then all of those people who took the vaccine will be unable to repair their DNA to keep up with the levels of double strand breaks from the ionizing radiation. So the vaccine was the first part of a binary weapon system that suppressed DNA repair, which is why we're getting accelerated aging, turbo cancers, and immune system failure in those people. Billions of people are suffering effects of vaccines all over the world. You start a nuclear war, it's the kill switch. It's the kill switch that causes people's DNA to lose all integrity. And then
I'm going to cut it there because I think he got it. And that's what's important. And I'm running out of time for this to be able to upload to like rolls and rolls and rolls. Anyway, God bless you for joining me tonight. Thank you. Thank you for also being kind and considerate and loving and understanding. It's a good time to be alive, but only when you're hearing from the Lord. Let's all seek him with all of our heart. This is exciting. We're getting closer. Really close. God bless you all. Until next time.